There were a lot of great moments in basketball last night. We don't have time to talk about it, though.
No.
Because there's weird moments going on with your Chicago Bears.
Why? If the left hand knows what the right hand is doing, why? Just from a purely a PR policy strategy, like when you're all sitting in a room and you have a calendar in front of you, like, all right, what are we doing and when? Say, in the week? 2 days, or the day, literally the day before?
Yeah.
You're about to draft the most important, you have the number one overall draft pick again.
You are the talk of the NFL for on-the-field stuff. You're the most important team in the draft for the on-the-field stuff. And that's the moment when you decide, you know what? Let's get back to the other stuff. I don't think it makes sense. It, like Mully said, it was weird because yesterday when I saw the story break, I'm like, that's not from the Bears. And I was like checking my inbox. I'm like, well, maybe I've been excommunicated. I think it's weird that it didn't come from the Bears. I think that it's strange that if they are going through with this thing tomorrow, that they're going through with this thing tomorrow. I think it's weird if, and there's a lot of ifs in here, so I apologize. If Channel 9's reporting is correct, that the mayor's going to be there, I think that's a huge mistake for him, considering that there's a dead police officer. Do you really want the optic of, while that family is mourning, while the police department is mourning, do you really want the optic of you standing shoulder to shoulder with Kevin Warren on the lakefront talking about something that might not happen and is probably not going to happen?
I guess I've been around this too long that when the artist's renderings are up front, that leads me to believe you're selling me something.
Yes.
And I don't need to be sold anything right now.
And the idea of like, look over here, like you're a kitten of, well, we're going to give you these renderings and that's going to make you excited. If it comes to pass that the Bears have a domed stadium on the lakefront, and from a financial standpoint, it doesn't harm the citizens of Chicago or the state of Illinois badly, fine. But all of this feels like a shell game that we don't, everyone is participating in it, and I'm not sure why they're participating in it. Like, I keep thinking about this from the standpoint of the mayor's office. And I know that the mayor listens to this show. All you have to do is put out a statement. And you can do what you've been doing. Put out a statement and saying that you look forward to being in more conversations about infrastructure. And if it makes sense and the Bears stay in Chicago, then that's great for everybody.
Just sit chilly.
That's all you have to do.
Just sit chilly and let things happen around you. You don't have to be banging the drums and fanning the flames in the position that you're in.
I also think that some of the time, this is a little bit more political than it is sports, but it's the connecting tissue of sports. I think that politicians think that their constituency is dumb when it comes to sports. I think that they think that sports is a really easy way to try to move stuff through, and they don't give the voter enough credit for being able to see through what are clearly... Same thing happened with the previous mayor.
I was just going to say, she made the mistake of saying, well, if I wrap myself... Look, she could be a meatball with the Bears, and she knew enough that I can... much more than her predecessors, where she could be legitimate as a sports fan. And I think she overplayed that whatever that meant as far as political capital.
Well, she thought that it was going to be red meat that Chicago voters were going to eat up. And she couldn't have been more wrong.
I was like, oh, okay, this, now you're doing this.
Because what it did is, in my opinion, it diminished her. It made her look like, you know, Lori from Saugeen Ash was calling in. Like,
Who's your guy?
It diminished her as the leader of the city. And I don't and I have been a proponent of the Bears in the city getting along because the previous mayors have not, and the Bears have been upset with what their relationship is with the city. If someone from the mayor's office were to ask me, and they won't, but they should, I would tell you that you're not putting the mayor in the best spot if you're rubber, if you're not holding up at least a yellow sign of saying, Mr. Mayor, sir, considering maybe this is not the week to do this. You're still trying to figure out what happened to one of the city's police officers. Their family is grieving. You can't be at a photo op. You can't be at that photo op tomorrow. You know where your time might be better spent? With the family of the police officer. That might be a better choice. And just lay low. But I get it. Like, there's the draw of Kevin Warren is clearly a learned and practiced politician. Clearly.
That's why I say he's running for something.
He's running for the dollars. And God bless him for it. You don't have to go along with everything that he does. Or you can go along with it and keep your distance. That, to me, would be the prudent move. To just, they got it. And the fact that this wasn't on Bears letterhead, that to me is concerning because it's another one of those things where it makes me feel like, oh, there's a developer that wants to get their name out there that wants to help with this. And meanwhile, the people in Arlington Heights are like, okay.
We're still here.
You still own this piece of land that you bought for $200 million.
And you have that opportunity to not be a tenant.
Yes.
The whole point
was to not have a publicly owned facility because of some of the pitfalls of that. You don't get all of the stuff. You don't get control of the building. They can do Kanye's building a house on Soldier Field. A week before, you know what I mean? Like, it's
we're canceling family night because they didn't water the grass.
Right. It's stuff like that where you get to do whatever you want. And now you're going to give that away? Why?